Please support this unique United Fans podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
How long's left of the five?
30 seconds.
Come on.
How did you end up there?
Ridiculous. And them fuckers that left about 10 minutes ago.
Our name's on it.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 266, and it's about 17 hours after the event. So I can't stop smiling. Flickers, strong remnants of memories of, Manu, Jess Maguire, then Bedlam. No, it wasn't even Bedlam. I'd call it almost feral in our end. Just beautiful. Why we do it, hang it in the Louvre, around 10:26 p.m. last night. And I can't stop smiling, people. Just absolutely buzzing. Yes, it doesn't absolve the shite of a season and all the shit we have to put up with, but it explains why we try and step over it all, despite all that shit, for paybacks like that. And it was just beautiful. So this is going to be an arse over tit one, because you want the joy first. So after this, we're going to go straight to the after, or final whistle, and then the pre-match amble, and just enjoy it. As we are moanies on the tram back after the pod bit. I said, would you have rather won 3-0 or like that 5-4 glory? And a couple of lads said 3-0, take it easier and have a couple of pints, easier on the blood pressure. Not a chance. I'd have that every game, even if we lost a few. I'd take that everything. Just these are the ones you remember. These ones, I said it as we walked away from the ground, in 30 years, Nick, they'll be talking about this. Were you there? Ultimately, even if we don't win, you know, a bit like some of the games in the 70s, you talk about these moments. And I keep returning in my head to those faces. Des behind me, 10 minutes to go, and when they went 4-2, he said, there's still 10 minutes, lads. There's still 10 minutes left. I hope he backed it. And the flick, just Manu, you know, and Shaw, his sexy little wafted crosses. If only, Luke, you could stay fit. And Maguire, just fair play. All the shit thrown at him. So I just hope it does lead to something. But for now, we just had some much-needed magic MUFCism injected into us when we've been on the utter floor recently. And I'm revitalised for Wolves and the 0-0 coming on Sunday. But bring the rest of the season on. And just on an Easter weekend, whatever you're doing, near or far, just think of that moment and think, yeah, we get these moments at United. Just get in.
We're a club where we're blessed to have seen so much. So you think you literally have seen every permutation, Liverpool Cup. But I think that is not only just one of the maddest games of football I've ever seen, it's one of the biggest buzzes. The finale, fair play, Des behind us. At 4-2, I mean, like, fuck me, let's not concentrate on the negatives, but how that game went from 2-0 to 4-2 and they had 10 men. But Des behind went, there's still 10 minutes here, there's still 10 minutes left. And I will say, at 4-3, I went to Nick, Liverpool Cup vibes. I don't, there's some...
I didn't hear that.
I did. Sometimes you just... I feel like I've played it. But Nick, I'm speechless.
Fuck off, bloody hell.
United, bloody hell. You know, like, in our worst of seasons, in our worst of seasons, we pull stuff out of the bag.
So genuinely.
This club is just...
The disbelief that's what's just happened there. I know they had 10 men and all the rest of it, but to go from the first half of the extra time period of not having a shot, by the way, against 10 men and conceding a goal to thinking, well, it's 3-2, you've got to do something in the last few minutes while Harry can go up top. You laugh and you joke it's going to be better than Hoyland, and it actually is.
And then he's got just, to be, that's it, that's his arm.
The thing is, though, that game really should have been dead and buried straight after half time when Garnacho had the chance and could have squared it to Bruno. And all right, fair enough, you could say he's got his rights to shoot. But he didn't put it in. He's your option for the guaranteed goal, was passing it across the box. And that would have finished them off, and all of that would never have happened. But I'm glad that that did happen, because that was rather lovely. I don't think I've lost my marbles like that for a very long time.
Well, you were in near tears, and I don't mean that as I don't think there's... When you get moments like that, I don't think there's anything in the world that compares. I mean, like having a kid, but a pure adrenaline release where you're just with your mates and strangers, just... No, you did that in real life. You just get arrested, wouldn't you? Like, if you just approach someone. But the first half, I thought there was only Hoyland looked out of his depth again, you know, easy man mark. But the rest of them had done superbly. And then they just fell to pieces like they do. But it doesn't matter. Fuck that part of it. Everyone can digest that part of it, because there'll be worries, because every team will think. But to come back, to show fight, Maguire, Bruno was just... That's an 11 out of 10 performance. I thought Delo was brilliant. I know, like, I think you got, you know, like, even just Euro's like a man already. Manu was brilliant when he came on. Paul said in front, he's like bulked out. But sometimes it's not worth talking about the game. It's just talking about that frenzied disbelief. That's the only way. Disbelief.
You celebrate the mania, you equalise it all, you're thinking...
Penalties, yeah.
You just relieved, aren't you, more than anything, and it's a great goon, and that was brilliant in itself.
I thought they'd equalise it or go 5-all, just to, you know, like a very United thing. But just 5 minutes, that second half of extra time seemed to last forever.
Yeah. And as you said, though, it's that thing about trying to learn from slowing the game down and their keeper keep going down. You kind of want to learn from that, don't you? But then it's a prime example of why you don't do it, and you get all the extra time. You get stung by it,
they must be shell shocked. You don't like recover from something like that to happen to you. Not like
the saving graces that
the great atmosphere.
You can let it go a little bit easier though. You've got 10 men kind of at the end of it. You kind of go, well.
I take the last 2 minutes to the final whistle, so that'll be at the end of this. So, like, Arsenal in the cup, but that it's a game you just want to go home and relive again, you know. Immediately.
I'll be watching that on YouTube the minute I get in, and then the minute I wake up again, just to try and fathom this. But if I still watch the
Liverpool, I don't know what's happened just then.
Game from last season,
not just don't know what's happened. I couldn't tell you. I know sort of Maguire who did it, but, and Manu, but you,
I just
fucking my voice has gone up about 5 octaves.
There's only been a couple of times. I've been going to Old Trafford for a very, very long time. There's only been a couple of times where I've seen grown men on the backside rolling around in the aisles. I could probably count them on one hand.
Well, usually people end a row down. Paul ended up a row up. Yeah. Like, how did that happen? Danny just looking like... Oh, fucking hell. Just, you know... Now let this be the kick on. I've got to do a fanzine thing. Let this be the kick on that the club fucking start treating and, you know, appreciate what an Old Trafford with them could fucking do, like taken into consideration. But that is for another day. I'm just literally, it's a happy, it's not a pint slam, it's a giddy fucking thing. Final words, we might do a little bit back in the pub. Have they got the drinks in is the question, because we're well late. What is it? Past 11 o'clock, we stayed right to them. 11:05.
it would just be the most Spurs thing ever to get beat off those Norwegians, wouldn't it, in the semi-final, and then we get them, and then all the accommodation gets freed up for Bilbao, and it makes it so
I've had a weird feeling for that. Us and Spurs, the two shit teams just fighting out to be less shit.
They've gone and done Lazio on there over two legs, so that'd be the most Spurs thing ever, wouldn't it? But yeah, we're definitely going to Bilbao. Are we going twice? That's the question.
The lucky bastards going twice.
And we get them at home again. But Old Trafford's got to be like that for the semi-final, hasn't it?
It really will,
because you can tell it made a massive difference to the players. And the players come out under atmosphere.
Yeah, the ending when they just collapsed.
Now, also, final thing for that 10-pot away end for them not selling out.
That was surprising.
It was absolutely baffling.
I thought they were a big, you know,
and
big team.
The
sparklers were like me and you doing it.
Shirtless men putting the tops back on now are going to be devastated there, aren't
they? Fuck me. Like, Jesus. You know, like in the sea of moany, what's that?
I'm royally buzzing.
In a sea of moany podcast, these are the times where you just savour and you listen back in dark moments during the summer and think, that was special. That was fucking just...
All I'm going to think about is that young girl who was the first time coming to Old Trafford today. She left at 4-2.
Oh.
You just think what you could have added in stay.
No.
You'd be devastated on the travel now if you're one of those people.
God.
I could see her texting on the phone to someone. She was with her dad.
Oh.
It looked like it was her first game. Yeah, she was sat there swearing and everything. She was getting right into it as well. And then just sort of went...
Sometimes I huff and puff. But I had no... Like, I just thought... You've got to see this to the bitter end, haven't you? You just got to... I didn't, not in a million years. Only at 4-3 when I said it, but not in, like, fair play day. Not in a million years. Anyway, Manchester United is so beautiful when it's good.
I'm going to have a Guinness to try and get my voice back because it's completely...
We're never going to lose again.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do another of it. But listen right to the end, people, because I think it'll be good.
Right,
Wazza.
What?
Come on.
Fuck off with that.
Today of all days. Come on.
What do you want me to fucking say? Ask me a question then.
Sum it up.
Unbelievable, but we were fucking terrible.
Doesn't matter. The terrible.
No, the result's the result, isn't it? But Jesus Christ, how can you be fucking 2-0 up and fuck it up? That's what we take the piss out of everyone else for over the years.
I know. But I'm not going to look at... Tonight, I'm not going to look at that plate. I'm going to look at the plate that we got, and it was just...
Not any plate.
No, the metaphorical
you're
plate.
You're very lucky you got a
pie. Thank you, Nathan. We did stay till ridiculous time. It's past 11 o'clock leaving Old Trafford. I don't, you know, just... Paul.
It's a bit of a 99 moment, guys. Really, wasn't it? Really? That last couple of minutes. Yeah. It was good. It's great. But I can't believe we've done it, really.
I just can't, like, comprehend it. I can't, like, can't compute it. Just bedlam.
Didn't think they had it in them.
No.
Not at all.
No, Fed. Yeah.
Not at all.
Euro was outstanding.
I thought it was good.
Bruno was just fucking...
Maguire too, as well.
Maguire was. Top striker.
New centre forward.
He has to fucking rest everyone before fucking Bilbao. He has to. He just has to. You can't take any risks now.
On the feet.
Bilbao. Again, you're adding
Garnaccio.
Syllables.
Garnaccio.
We've said this.
Garnaccio.
So just so everyone knows, for full clarity, when they scored the first goal in extra time, I left. So I've missed... How many goals have I missed? I've missed 4 goals. Overall, I've missed 4 goals. At that point... I didn't think we were going to win, and I was like, I've had enough. But I'm going to say this: walking here from there, I was listening to it on the radio. Obviously, it's slightly delayed, and it was the point where it was like, you heard a beep, a car beep, and then another beep. And it was like, something's happened. And that was really good. Do you know what I mean? And it was like, something's happened. And then we scored. And then I was walking over the bridge and it was like, we scored again. And I was like, at that point, I was running to here. And just as I got here, we scored the last one. It was like, obviously, I'd rather have been in there to see it. But at the time, I just didn't think it was going to happen. But that was really quite good. That it was the sound effects of it. Do you know what I mean? It was like, something's going on.
How many people left were in here?
There was quite a lot in here, but I don't know like how many were in here anyway.
They could have been watching.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I thought We were good for the first like 20 minutes. First 20 minutes, it was like, we scored. And then it was like, we're on it. And then it dropped off. And then I think I said when they scored the second one, I was like, we've lost this. They're gonna win. That's it. So then when they scored in extra time, I was like, this is it. And you know what I'm like? It's like, it's probably for the best that everyone... It's probably for the best for everyone that I just leave, because when I leave, something good happens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
When you don't go. Do you know what I mean?
This is the problem, though, isn't it? Because like, we get so few of these moments, and all the shit... I mean, we sat through a lot of shit this year, more shit than I've seen in my lifetime. We sat through probably this season. That when you get something like that... I genuinely,
yeah, but no,
we, genuinely, not being funny, at 2-0... I didn't really celebrate the second goal that much. I was just kind of like, yes, get in. I was obviously happy, but you kind of felt like, we've got a bit of a comfort lead here. Yeah. Might get a third in it. And I said to Danny at half time, I think this is going to be 4-0. And I was pretty chilled out about it. And I'm worried about Bilbao. And I've said that previously. So my prediction is, I always thought we'll get knocked out the semis to Bilbao, because I think they're better than us. But regardless of that, we'll come on to that another time probably. But even at 2-0, and I thought, you know, as I said to Manny before, if Garnacho had squared that to Bruno and that goes into the back of the net and that's 3-0, it's like, I probably wouldn't have celebrated that goal that much either. I'd have just been happy that we're through. And it's like, then you get to a semi-final. To go from absolute sort of like, I'm like 10% arsed about this game, to
But I think that the players were in that sort of level as well. Yeah, I think that's why we got to the point that we were, is the players thought that we'd won. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It was like, we'll just pass it around.
And then, to get that momentum, they don't know what.
Yeah, but when was the last time we were battering someone? They don't know what to fucking do.
No, they don't. They get clueless about it. But Amorim is also guilty of it. And let's not put a downer on it. He needs calling out for tonight.
Right,
he does.
Do it on another one. People are going to be listening going, fucking hell. Well, I don't care tonight. I don't care.
He sat there with poor subs.
He made mistakes with the poor subs. But how good was Shaw? How good was Shaw when he came on, putting those dinky crosses in?
I can't compliment Shaw, because he's fit for England and not United.
Tonight is about a bonkers game of football where at 4-2, I just thought, I can't believe what's happening in front of me.
With 10 men.
To go 10 minutes later to think, I can't believe what I've seen on the complete other end of the spectrum. I cannot work out which we are, but I do not care, because all I know we've all been down about United. I have just had pure crack cocaine Manchester United injected into me that will keep me going for another 6 months. But
the last two ones that you've had of that is when I was in there.
It's not you. Next time, stay then, you bastard.
Yeah, but you've got to earn it. What did Marilyn Monroe say? If you don't deserve me at my best, worse than you can't have me at my best.
But this is a man who spent the first half telling me about how he's abducting another cat.
Nick's going to nick another cat.
So it'd be the second theft of a cat. Anyway, right. Come on, we've got to go. And what time is it?
11:34. I think you missed it.
34. Right. To sum up,
I thought Luke Shaw was made all the difference.
Maguire up top. Maguire.
Euro was great. Euro was great.
Bruno was so. Come on, Mark. Cheer us up. Come on.
So you want me to sum it up?
Yeah.
Things from today.
Yeah, something.
I was fucking buzzing that we beat them in the end after they were celebrating like they'd won it.
Yeah. That's why our subs came on.
Nathan fucked off early and missed it again, and Nick's grooming another cat.
I like the way our subs did what their subs had done. Enjoy tonight. It won't last. But Anana made some
just
saves.
Absolute peak that,
brilliant. Play. Bring it on. May life be this magical.
I like when he made out he got fucking cramp. He couldn't decide which
this
leg
is why we do it.
I saw this that. Obviously, I was here watching it on telly at that point. I loved that he went down with cramp, because they were doing that way through.
He should have been booked.
Just do it. So just funny. Incredible. That's the best thing that Unana's done since he's been at United.
This is why.
It's hard to have a best thing about him, isn't it?
Right. Cheers, everyone. It's the 38th anniversary of the mag. support. Yeah, when you're feeling low, listen to Liverpool, City and this, and fuck off all the miserable ones. Cheers, everyone. Take care. Support the Mag on our 38th. The campaign's about to start. Rubin Amorin. You lot. Come on. Right. I'd hate to have seen you lot if we'd have fucking lost. Jesus Christ. Come on. Mark, give him abuse. Come on. Just abuse him.
Why? You'll only edit out.
Alright, cheers everyone.
Now fuck off, oh. You see United. Now fuck off, oh. You see United. Now fuck off, oh. You see United. Now fuck off, oh. What a batshit crazy game. Fucking hell. Where to begin on that? Where to begin on that? I thought we blew it. I generally thought we fucking blew it from 2-0 up. Fucking hell. Football. What was that famous quote by fucking Sir Alex Ferguson? Football. Bloody hell. Fucking hell. Absolutely buzzing my tits off here. Zayden. Harry Maguire, what'd you say? Yes! Fucking yes. I tell you what, those people left as soon as Lacazette's penalty went in. I bet they must be sick as fucking parrots. Tell you now, Harry Maguire. Oh my God, fucking hell, yes. Honestly, buzzing, absolutely buzzing. Shit, man. Football, bloody hell. Oh my God. Hello, sorry about that. Now we're back in the car. Calm down a little bit. It's Ben and Zayden here. What a fucking game of football. Honestly, why can't we make it easy for ourselves? 2-0 up at half time. We should be fucking sailing this game. To be in a 4-2 down to it. When that Lacazette penalty and a lot of people left, and I think they'll all feel sick as parrots now for leaving that early. Well, that late, should we say, because it was into extra time, wasn't it? But just never leave till the very, very fucking end sometimes. You just never know in Manchester United. Fucking Bruno Fernandes, Kobbi Mainoo and fucking Harry Maguire. Absolute saviours. What a batshit crazy game, honestly. And as I said there in my notes when I started this off at the top of the Stretford end there, football, bloody hell. As the great Sir Alex Ferguson once famously phrased. Oh, fucking honestly, Barney, I'm absolutely fucking buzzing. From absolute total despair at 4-2 down when Lacazette penalty went in to absolute fucking euphoria when fucking Maguire headed home the fucking winner. I love that guy. You know, and I think just goes to show that you can have a redemption arc at United. You know, Harry Maguire was lambasted for ages, wasn't he? You know, now, look at him. He got his head down, no fussing, no whinging, no moaning. He got his head down, he worked hard. You know, he lost the captaincy, but he didn't let that get him down. And now look at him, scores the winning goal in Europa League quarter-final, second leg. Fucking hell. Set up a semi-final against Athletic Club Bilbao. But we need to perform a lot better against Athletic Club because they're going to fucking absolutely destroy us. Because they're going to be gunning for the final because obviously it's at their home ground. And I think we perform like that over the, you know, like we did, you know, especially second half, you know, tonight at Old Trafford or in normal time. We could be in for a really tough time there as well, but Cat Fortum never gave in. At 4-2 down, I did say to my mate is that every time this team seems to face adversity, heads go down pretty easy and they always seem to let the game go and, you know, fucking can never defensively just stop things and never, you know, when things go against us, it seems to spectacularly go against us this season. But I can't fault that. I cannot fault that second half of extra time because we came out and we gave it absolutely everything. Unbelievable. Zayden, who's your player of the match?
Harry Maguire.
Who do we love, Zayden?
Man United.
What player do we love?
Harry Maguire's the answer. Harry Maguire?
Yeah.
Harry Maguire. Oh, my God, Barney. I really, honestly, I think I need to digest this for a good... until the morning, because my head is absolutely mashed after that. Honestly, football, eh? You wanted a 3-minute voice note, Barney, and I'm rolling into 5 minutes. At a minute, I'm just fucking euphoric that thank fuck we got through. But feeling is absolutely sick as a fucking parrot, man. When it went 4-2, like I said, scored that penalty. To absolutely euphoria when Maguire headed in then. Oh, thank fuck we avoided penalties. Because, you know, like from the FA, my podcast from the FA Youth Cup final, I hate fucking penalty shootouts. So I thought, fuck, we avoided that. And I'm just going to end up by saying, fucking, I love Manchester United. I love fucking Harry Maguire. Glory, glory, Man United. To the regiment. And fucking roll on Sunday, Wolves at Old Trafford. Fucking love this game.
Hello, everyone. It's Red News. Oh, that was high-pitched. Hello, everyone. It's Red News. Podcast 266. And we are having a rare... because it's a Euro night, pint before we sell. Game 1,200 we've sold, which, without willing to depress you, Nathan, is probably means you're up to 400.
I was thinking this before, actually. It's I'd love to know.
I would be able to, because I'm anal. It's like, if anyone said, how do you know this? Do you not look at me and think there's a man who's kept records of every game. I am that man. But yeah, pretty, just bonkers, really. And then we're coming up, Sunday's the 38th anniversary, so it's a nice sort of... entwine little bit of goodness there. And so I don't want to feel pessimistic, that's just a waste of time, really. I've had enough of that recently. Get on to Newcastle in a bit. We're through, we're happy, the season carries on, because I do feel this team under Eric, under Amin, occasionally has it in them to get a result, again a big result. And I think this will be that night. If you look at our squad, even with the faults we know, even with the goalie situation, the striker, we've got experience, Maguire, Fernandes, we've got Ugarte, we've got Casemiro, we've got Garnacho, hopefully clicks now after the goal on Sunday. That I think, you know, that should be winning that. And I'll tell you what, Amorim has had a free pass pretty much. We've had little debates about him. But that manager has to win a game like this. He has to, you know, like, that's what he's here for. You know, even with the shit, even the system, this will show a bit of his balls tonight. Because I liked what he said, you know, I've been the worst performer, I've been performing worse than Unana. It should, so I think it will. Hello, Nathan.
Hello. I hope you're right. And
what's your gut feeling?
My gut is
not good for the Sunday.
I don't know, to be fair. I know you said you're going to mention Newcastle in a bit, but I think it fundamentally affects tonight. In like, I made some notes before, and I was like, you know, I've criticised managers in the. I know I've been very pro Amorim so far, and you know, I still am to the most part, because I think I can see what he's doing and I do think it clicks, but I really, really feel that his team selection the other day, and in a game that literally meant nothing, like that game in the grand scheme of things, and I'll go on to it in a bit, but in the grand scheme of things, that game meant nothing the other day against Newcastle, and arguably our best player in the last like month is now out for the rest of the season. And I remember specifically calling out Ten Hag and calling out other managers in the past for their team selections. And like, I know that you always say about you don't want to just play the kids and they'll get smashed. But
yeah, we did that anyway.
But we got smashed anyway. Yeah. And we've also, Xerxes has been one of our best players in the last few months.
And he was one of the only ones on.
So a long way of saying, you've got to call the manager out for that, because that was his decision to play. I know he made changes, but he didn't need to do that. Yeah. And that could really come
about. But my thing on Sunday was, you don't want to have a 4-1 battering to affect your confidence. I can't, more for me, you, like Bruno, you know, you don't play Bruno. Xerxes, I do find it unfortunate. The ones that you rely on, and like whether, you know, the ultimate debate on whether he's, but he's our, one of our decent performers. Mm-hmm. You protect the ones, but I, like for all the ones, I've, you know, the argument, oh, don't play the kids to get battered. I don't see the point of Ericsson and Vic, who are going in the summer. I mean, what good's that progress for next year's system? Amas looks all right. Mm-hmm. You know, so the thing, I kept saying it doesn't matter, but then I didn't like the attitude, I was, well, only Thursday counts, because that's how we've got to this point, is like, we've literally written off the league for half a season, and that's not good enough.
No, I know it's not, but
every competitive game should count. I know in context of this, but it's sort of riled me.
But I get that, like, and doing it early, get sort of giving up on the league earlier on, but when it's literally the game in between, these games, that's different.
Well, I think him playing it safe is taking Bruno for 10 minutes to go, and you think, no, you know, God, I can't get my head around United, so I'm almost today, because I want a good day today, I want to enjoy it, see people, have a nice night, but I'm not even going to try and get my head around United. I get what you are, I totally get that. But so tonight is the 90 minutes that earns Amarin's. And like, he's got to show more than we've seen.
Yeah, I said that after the game the other day, even though, like I said, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I said that's...
The favourite podcaster, Paul, has just walked in.
I said that was the first time that I feel that maybe if we do lose and don't win the Europa League, that maybe they do question him. Maybe the owners and the people in charge do jitter and question him. Because, and as I said, like, I think it was Wazza, and this is not me condoning this, that Wazza said we can't afford to sack him. But my retort to that was, sacking him and bringing someone in is a lot cheaper than bringing in a new squad to fit what he wants.
And he's gone by Christmas anyway. That's not a head fuck situation.
My main bit in my notes that I wanted to say was, and this, I don't want this to sound ridiculous, because I don't think it is, but tonight is one of the biggest games United have had. Not this season, but I'd say in decades. Yeah. Because you only have to look at how well Newcastle are doing, how well Aston Villa are doing. Do you know, like, there's obviously Liverpool, there's obviously Arsenal that are doing well. You know, we've sat on our laurels for so long that being Manchester United is enough.
Yeah.
And it really isn't. Well, who's... Because one, we're skint, and two, if we don't get it, like, if we somehow scrape into Europe next year and Champions League, that'll change everything, like, hopefully. But if we don't do it and we finish 14th, 15th, we can't afford to just pay people to come anymore. But two, like, Newcastle are arguably the richest club in the world, and they could finish second, and they've got Champions League. Aston Villa, they are a big club, and people will want to go to these clubs who've got Champions League. So tonight, and therefore the semi-finals, and therefore the final, they're some of the biggest biggest games in our club's history.
They certainly change around the next 2 years.
People might think that's ridiculous, but I generally think it is.
They change the course of the next 2 or 3 years. I think it's wrong.
Who
are we actually catching up anymore? Because we're not catching up the title winners.
No.
So we're actually, like, at best you could say you're aiming for fourth next season. At your very best. Maybe even, this is sad to say it aloud, is six. You know, just to get back in the amongst the thing. So it's that much of a head fuck that I think
one last thing is, I think there's also the game changer of, and I know that no one is going to be asked about it, but this Club World Cup thing as well, the amount of money that's coming into that as well, it reminds me, like, we were really lucky as a club that we were good when the Premier League started. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That gave us that boost to get that extra money. Obviously, we had Fergie, but
Liverpool sort of missed the boat on that, didn't they? You know, other clubs missed the boat by not being good at that moment.
Yeah.
And the thing that I'm saying is we can't miss the boat on Champions League and of these other things that are going on. Other clubs are going to have far, far more money than us. We're not going to have that clout
someone
anymore.
I actually thought Real would do a Real and batter them last night, so... And Arsenal did a very good performance, I hate to say it. But someone posted there that how much they've got this season at this point, just making the semis. And it's like 138 million. Compared to, like, if we win the Europa, it's 30 or 40. They've got 100 million.
Not being there. And I know that we hate saying that it's all about getting Champions League, but it really is. And we're going to get left behind.
Well, yes, but even more so.
Because all these players that we're not going to be... I think the difference is, in the last 10 years, even though we've not been winning the league and we've not been that good, we've been able to afford to pay over the odds to bring good people in. We can't even do that anymore.
Yeah, but maybe that's ultimately a good thing to start all over again. Because the one thing you'd say with Newcastle and Villa, they haven't really, like Essentially, but they haven't really bought the huge names in. What they've done is they've worked to. So that's where I do back hammer in that. Yes, okay, brick by brick. But again, we've got to have been doing better this season. It's been a shit show under him. It has. And tonight's the night he earns his keep. How are you feeling about tonight, Paul?
Well, we ought to beat him, but then the mistakes he made out there, just, I don't know. Well, I'm optimistic because I've booked a flight to Bilbao.
Do you think Onana should start?
Well, the other guy didn't do a lot at Newcastle, did he? But no, I would... Personally, I persevere with the other chap because I just think he's just a clown.
It was a hiding for nothing. What he said, why did he say it? You know, he'll know that. You don't want to kick a man, can't do the mind stuff. But why did he? No, but it led to everything. It's like, why did you gob off knowing that you're going to make a mistake? No, but then you know he's going to make a mistake, let alone two. Me and Nathan said he's going to make a mistake and almost like guess your minute. And it's opening up. But then by end up, you know, I thought he looked all right. He'd done a couple of saves at Spurs and he looked all right at Arsenal. And then on Sunday, but the whole thing, and what I hated, even though the game didn't matter, they just downed tools and they were bullied. And I hate seeing, even in a fucking friendly, hate seeing United bullied. Can I just say a couple of things before? I've got a lot of notes here. This is because I don't speak to anyone. Scott McTominay, we said it. How good for him. He's a hero there. Yeah. Fucking, yeah. Not saying, you know, yeah. Another. He would have done better here, but he had to leave and he's done great. I hated the Omri going, I don't know what he's looking at, that fucking, why, you know. And Tony, Omri digging out Yoro, what's he looking for? He digged him out on Sky and then they did a tweet. And it's like Tony Adams put his fucking hand up for years looking inside. Cockney Reds trains, I had this vision, how brutal, and I've written about them before, read the things. But there was a lad who wore the same trousers for decades. They were torn, they were ripped. He wore the same trousers at every game. And he was abused about it by well-known ICJers. Luton was away, was the following game. The week before Luton away, this well-known Cockney Reds, probably about 89 maybe, ripped them. Just said, I've had enough of these trousers. You've worn them for 20 years now. Ripped them, just tore them. Poor sod. He was nicknamed Arthur Fowler because he was a ringer for Arthur Fowler. Luton away the next week, he turned up with them sellotaped. To say, it's, mate, like, of all the things, please don't do that. Like, and then he enters the carriage with the said same JT on it. Jesus. Right, how bad was the City game that Nick actually turned to me with his, purse your lips once when you say count up to a million. And I still don't get it. Passed Teddy Sheringham's house to go to Tesco the other day. I still love the fact that right opposite there's an angry bloke who's named, because Teddy's is called Camp Nou, that the bloke opposite has named it Highbury and he's got a big sign right opposite. I still laugh. And I just saw Onana versus Matic having a spat last week. And we had the slow walking, you know, fucking couldn't move for us next to the blooper. Who's going to win that battle? Neither of them. And like Troy Deeney did a thing after the City game saying about modern game, VAR killing it. I like Troy Deeney, I think he's in modern entertainment. And then Nick said after City, I can't wait for the game because I'm going to have a few pints with Nathan later. I can't wait for later. And I said to him, God, this is the place we used to have fun. You know, like, anyway, best days, games. And Nick didn't tell me that Van der Sar was directly behind me. I would have tried to get him on the pod. Nick. Best days, I'd say Zagreb, which was mad because when we played Zagreb in the early 2000s, there were people with guns on street corners. It was a mad trip against the Bad Blue Boys. And a bar owner, as soon as we led, said, do you want to see my gun from the war? I said, no, thanks, please. I don't actually. And then, but we ended up, the day of the game, we'd been to this nightclub. Night of the game, a lad leaves half time. Old style text messages says there's the supermodels of Zagreb party here tonight. It's free beer. Get here when you can. I think we won 3-0. You've never seen so many Reds leave rushing for taxis in the middle of the road. We get there, and I would say the women to men ratio was 4-1, and most of them were supermodels at this, and basketball players as well. But like it or not, they were stuck with us. And it's one of the most fantastic visions. No one actually, you know, copped off, obviously. But this vision of various Reds that everyone would know listening, just talking to these supermodels. And one of the Ramsgate lot, going, trying his best, you know, Rodney, leans on a tree chatting to about 3 or 4. And the tree just went. And the next thing, they've moved. And there's just earth all around the dance floor. So it was, but if you could relive that, that was great. I didn't get the Dorgu hatred. He got loads of abuse after City. I thought he's done well. If you arrive at a shit show, like Mazarahi, you know, started well, then they arrive. Mazarahi.
Mazarahi?
Sorry. Mazarahi.
You just add syllables when there shouldn't be.
Garnaccio. But he arrived, he plays well, and then he gets just caught in his doom.
They're both okay, then none of them are that good, so I don't think.
But it's like, but here's the thing, some footballers, like Matteo Darmian's in a semi-final of a Champions League, so he wasn't United level, but ultimately he's had a very good career. He's won 4 or 5 things. He won a couple of things with us. No, but so he's not an Eric Dier, you know. Oh, he's shit, I suppose. I know they got knocked out last night, but he's doing well in buying this. So ultimately, players can jig around, like De Ligt, and find their level.
It's the right bit of the jigsaw puzzle in the right team. That's what I've always said. You ride the best 11 players, don't make a team, does it? You know, he needs him to work for him so he can do his bit, sort of thing.
How did you find Sunday?
It was a good day, apart from the football, like a normal day, you know.
Were you angry?
No, I didn't go there with any expectations whatsoever. And I don't know any game really now. You know, I mean, even Leon, I was surprised they weren't better than they were. And I thought, if we'd have come out there losing 3-0, but this is before the game, I wouldn't have been surprised. But
well, I hope they bring that version of Leon there tonight.
I do think we should have enough. Like I say, I'm worried that we've not got Xerxes, but I do think we should have enough because I don't. Unless they just had an off game last week, they only scored from our mistakes,
well,
didn't they?
That's
the last 6 goals we conceded.
Yeah,
they've been our mistakes and probably all season.
So yeah, I'm worried about that, obviously. But
I mean, Haaland. I mean, I've always defended
Haaland.
Haaland.
We're all at it now. Yeah, wish.
But that chance early on, with his left foot. God, Benny.
I listened to 2 commentaries because I was streaming it last week. One, TNT's just rubbish whenever I hear it. They went, Hoyland is so fast. And I thought, is
he?
He
just pushed off the ball so easily.
I don't think he's super fast. And the other thing, I listened to Dutch. Then I got a Dutch stream when that lagged out. And the joy the Dutch commentator had for Xerxes, I just thought, I'd love to hear that on loop. Yeah. I don't know.
I think tonight will be, like you said, you mentioned that you thought the trains were busy. You think that the atmosphere will be good tonight. Hopefully it will be.
But the players need to turn up, you know, for all the owners. Oh, yeah, the fans need to be good tonight. The players need to fucking turn up.
Take the game to them and try and win it.
With the one thing, the City game, how many, for the future debate on what United's going to turn into selling, we've never seen, have we? Not only just so many half and halves, but the exec queue early, mm-hmm. but also the stream of hospitality you can tell going in throughout the game. I've never seen a derby or any game like that old
because
Trafford.
It's the prime ticket.
And that's Ratcliffe.
There's no atmosphere in the ground.
Yeah, but that's the consequent. You get the half and halves in, and you get. Can I just say, I would say that a lot as well. Sorry, people. But this morning, I locked myself in the toilet. The lock fucking flew up at home. And suddenly, I was panicking because I didn't have much time for the train. That I had to use an earbud to flick the little thing. And I was thinking, shit, I'm going to miss this train. Then on the train, I went toilet. And I know I know Avanti trains are confusing why you have to press two buttons. But I go in and there's a Japanese bloke just hands up in the air, pissing. And he went, oh, sorry. And I went, oh, sorry. But I thought, like, Japanese toilets have all these mechanisms, you know. Was he offended that they were so limited?
But maybe he just assumed it was
standing. He was standing, like, hands aloft. And so that's two toilets. So is that an omen?
Self-control, eh? I mentioned in the group last week, I was on the way back from Newcastle last week, wasn't I? And on the train, went to use the toilet, and I was waiting. There was someone in there. And it opened, and it was David James who had just used the toilet. And I went in after him, and he'd not flushed. So, dirty bastard.
Yeah. Doing that with a white suit would have fucked him up, wouldn't it?
So, yeah, if we're carrying on from last week's talk about footballers
right, so,
in toilets.
Well, there's the threes the then. Right, so any hates of the week?
French police.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounded just.
Oh, it's just ridiculous.
I mean,
it's just unnecessary.
They covered it well on the pod cheers.
Totally unnecessary.
Awful. Awful.
No, I mean, they weren't physically aggressive, but they were just doing what they're told to do, I suppose.
Yeah, but the pepper spray as well. It's almost like.
I don't know what happened.
I'm sure it must have spoilt the after as well, because you're all just shattered from being
led around. We had no effect of it. I will say we tried to get out of the ground, we couldn't. We were saying, you're holding us against our wills, like in the form of imprisonment, when they're just like, it's impossible, sort of thing. But when we came out and all the buses, that bit actually worked quite well. But then they, instead of taking you back to town on the bus, they then took you back to this expo centre where there was a tram that had two carriages and there was only one more. We got on the first one. We were just lucky to be on the second bus out. And then that, when you got to where you had to change, that was it. It was all finished. So it's all Ubers and stuff. Why not just bus you back? I mean,
it's a form of control, isn't
before
it?
The wristbands. Game, before the game, when we were going to get the metro out there, that, you knew it would be a bit of a fast when you got there. But then we were getting messages from United and people were saying, oh, the metro's down, buses. And there was loads of buses there. But then when you got to this expo centre, it was like a free window water cabin, 50 deep, to get these wristbands that nobody ever looked at. And then it was a free fall to get on a bus to the ground.
It's a power and control over. It's nothing new, but it's like, the ID that I've been ranting about. I only did it, I got my fourth warning from the club, so I thought, I've only got a couple of days. And then it didn't accept it. And it wasn't accepting a lot. And I just thought, and then, they're keeping hold of my passport. Not that anyone could get a fucking penny out of this fucking piss pot, poor bastard. But you know what? Like, all to see shit football is like a. Any hates of the week, Nathan?
Not really. You've
got a weekend away in the island.
I'm feeling happy today. Like, you got, I had a day off, weekend. Been at the allotment.
Dancing
at the allotment, just sun was out, and now we've been able to come early to have a beer and we'll go and sell, so yeah, no hate.
How would you sum up, what's your best and worst moment of selling for 400 times?
Oh god,
the rain.
the worst one was probably that, I can't, was it Brighton in the FA Cup?
Yes, no.
And that was horrendous. I don't think I've ever been so cold.
Ipswich, I said it snowed about 95, and Mum was selling a couple of others, and I just said, stop, I'll carry on.
There's been a few where the rain has been bad.
Right, this season alone. The highlight, I've been asked weird things like, where can I buy condoms? That's always struck me as a weird one. Where can I buy a swimming hat? That's But like one of the funniest is John Hartson when we played Celtic one year early. It might have even been one of the friendly or whatever. And anyway, he came down and he was obviously doing commentating or something. And Celtic fans just mobbed him so giddily, they threw him in one of the hedges of the houses trying to get, like, autograph. And I thought, that's not a way to treat a hero. You've just literally... And he had gravy and, like, some of them had chips and that. They'd spilt. So he had a proper suit on and they'd spilt shit down. And I thought, Jesus Christ, have I seen that? The Roma fans, when they all had umbrellas, gloves and, like, coshes, and then they said, do you want to fight? No. That was... Anderlecht, they attacked United at one stage and they came out and I thought, please don't like have a thing in Belgium where they hate fanzines, but they just looked like bizarrely. Swerving piss, Liverpool. It's not fun and games, this, people. Right, but cheers everyone who's done it. Predictions, I'm going 3-1 to the mighty MUFC.
If we score early...
I don't like your size.
No, I just, part of me just thinks that we're just going to fuck it up. Like, it's, and it's shit because literally, like, earlier on in the week or last week, we've, like, me and Wazza and Nick and Ben and John have all booked a hostel for the final in Bilbao. Like, for some reason,
very giddy.
We had a weird, giddy moment where we found it and was like, let's book it. So we booked it.
I was off the phone. I came back 3 hours later to about 280 messages, and they've all booked fucking accommodation. Not that I'd want a hostel, trust me. I have standards.
We've got accommodation in Santander and San Sebastian, but if Rangers, if we go through and Rangers and Spurs there'd be loads.
I'll tell you what, it wouldn't surprise me in Rangers' batshit season that they win. I have standards, but I don't have standards.
I booked flights to the final because they were dirt cheap.
Right, so give us a prediction.
I hope we get one more than them. And that's all that really matters.
Not extra time. Not penalties after Fulham, Jesus.
If we get an early goal, I generally do think that
it'll be okay. I think they'll go ahead. It'll be a real Sociedad. And I was panicked massively when Sociedad went ahead.
I thought they were quite negative at their place. And I think they'll come and have a go. So I think it's...
They'll obviously have known that Unana was shit before. But they're going to be at him. They're going to go at him 100%.
Sometimes we're better away than we are. There's a question about being at home.
I think they might come.
Well, someone made the point. What you don't want, all our knowing what Onana is and wanting him gone, we can't like start booing him when he hesitates. You know, but people will, though. That's what got Xerxes.
You never boo your own team,
And Old Trafford has become a worse place.
Not about the booing specifically, but. That was why we've been swapping ends, haven't we? We've been attacking a Shrekford end in the first half because
I thought you meant the fans walked down to the end during the
war. Yeah.
But I don't know.
Has that been us? Has that been us doing?
Yeah, that was us. Because of the pressure of we tend to be better in the first half or something. That because it happened a few times and I mentioned it on here, and then it came out saying that was us that did that. I think we'll win. I do think we'll win tonight.
Good.
Because, like I say, if we don't, I don't bear to think about if we don't, to be honest. So.
Just to be controversial, my hate of every week is the Amaran song, where everyone's so...
Convinced.
He's done absolutely nothing to have any...
That's what fans do.
But at Newcastle,
we're supposed to,
me and someone else who I won't mention said that bloody song again. Some bloke started getting all airy with us.
See, I sang Come On David Moyes and I fucking hated it. And that was a look at us since then, eh? I will say.
Oh, for the glory days.
Said it again. Why do I keep saying I will say? I've got a colonoscopy next week. If anyone's had it, can you just let me know privately by message? I'm thinking. I've had an endoscopy and never had the sedation, but I'm thinking I have the sedation. I'm a bit worried about it. So let me know. All right, cheers.
Just a couple of pints. And also, Nathan had up that the tram goes from St. Peter's Square to Trafford Centre, and we could get off. So we actually got a tram. So that was like so piss easy. Thing of the future, please don't change that. So I'm now joined by Ben. There's blue sky, it's not going to rain, there's a buzz about. So I'm not going to ask you about Newcastle, Ben, because we're going to that next. Yeah. Where's your mojo?
I'm confident today, Barney. I've got a confident mojo today.
Got the smile on.
Got a smile on. I just feel like we're going to do it today. This is what it's all been geared up for, isn't it? And I think Ruben even said, well, I didn't say it, but you can tell in his team selection that he's geared up for today, you know, by resting Casemiro, by, you know, resting a few others, you know, that didn't get on. So you just know the importance today. It's really important, I think. And there's a buzz about the place, you know. It's been a shit season, let's be fair, you know. We can't not say that. We cannot say that, you know. We can't just paint over it and say, you know, it's been perfect. It's been far from perfect, but tonight is what European football is all about. It's what Manchester United is all about. That European nights at Old Trafford under the floodlights. We've been milling around for a little bit. And it's a little bit of a buzz in the air tonight. You know, it's just do or die, though, isn't it, today?
What do you think about Onana coming back in, I presume?
Well, he's definitely back in. He's already said he's back in, hasn't he, yesterday in his press conference. So just got to back him today. And we've got to get behind him. We can't just keep getting on the guy's back. He knows he's made mistakes and everything. Tonight's about getting behind everybody in the red shirt, and obviously whatever colour top he's playing in, because obviously keeps playing a different top colour top, isn't he? But everybody that's wearing a United shirt.
What's your favourite United colour kit?
I always like the black away kits. You know, I know they are black keepers kits, but the actual black away kits.
Schmeichel wore some mad ones for a period. Oh, there's not enough talked about how mad some of the goalie kits were.
Yeah, the 90s were quality though, weren't they? I still think to this day that Umbro was our best ever kit manufacturer. Some of them kits were awesome under Umbro.
Young listeners, some goalies didn't even wear gloves.
Exactly. Yeah.
How mad's that? And the cap would come out if the sun was in the eyes.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't forget, keepers wearing caps on much now, do you? If the sun coming out.
How do we win then?
Attack them. It's as simple as that. We can't. We can play nice football. But, you know, we could dominate possessions. We have done over the last few games. Well, even though the results not gone our way, we have dominated games in terms of possession. We've seen more of the ball. But I'd just like to see us get out Leon tonight. You know, and I'd like to see like players running. Like Dalot, you know, I said last time about Dalot, you know, just run, just get the ball.
He
did make a few runs, but I see him full sprint. I'm not seeing the guy break sweat ever. Do you know what I mean? I love his, you know, I've said it before, I think he gets Man United. You know, he's one of those few that do get Manchester United. And I like his passion, but I think his passion can sometimes be directed into making a few more runs, just sprinting your ass off, you know, get down the bar line, overlap. But then you don't know if this is being tactically told, you know, maybe you've got Dorgan on one side that will bomb down, maybe you've got to hang back a little bit, you know.
There isn't much like gung ho attack wide player across any team these days, you know. Like,
well, yeah, that's true, it's gone now.
That's the shape of the argument.
I miss the days of Kaczowski, Sharp, and Giggs, mate, you know,
Couple, Hill.
Yeah. Absolute speed.
Well, that's another, like, goes into the Manchester United way, and you know. But the Garnacho, the goal was so well taken.
It was really well taken.
Almost like then you look at the goals of missed past, you know, like you think, oh, you're so good technically to do that.
To do that.
Some of the misses you've had. But anyway, right, positive thinking. Positive. Any hates of the week then?
Right, I'm going to go. It's not traffic related this time. Not Uber this time, but it's actually, you know, when you go to like, it's like an Aldi or a Tesco or something, and you do the self scanning, the self checkout, and you scan something, you put it there, and it just says unwanted item in bagging area or whatever it is. I'm thinking, no, it's not a fucking wanted item. I've scanned it. What do you mean, unwanted item? Then you've got to wait for ages for someone toddle along to then look at what you've scanned and look at the screen, and then obviously they've got to bypass it and they scan their own little thing.
They're asking us because they get rid of people's jobs, and then they're asking us to do the the jobs or the people that they've replaced to replace by technology. And also winds me up is when, say, you've got bananas, and some, like at Co-op, they'll go, how many bananas? Yeah. Others go, no, you have to take the bananas to a special weighing banana section. The scale, to then get another sticker on, and you think, I just want to buy a fucking banana, mate.
Exactly, So why is everything so complicated these days?
Well, Ben, sit down with me for the next 24 hours.
There you go, done.
Right, predictions.
2-0 tonight.
2-0.
And I'm sticking with my 3-1. They might take the lead, but Sociedad gave me no. I was doom-ridden. Right, let's go. Ben's just reminded me. This is my hate of the week, actually. Is the United app pinging me, asking me for, you know, all the shit it does. Midnight nearly, because I have it notifications. Midnight. And it was something about, you know, Newcastle have just absolutely battered us. See reaction. I do not, on a Sunday night at fucking midnight, want to be reminded of another trouncing. So that's
also,
my hate of the
also
week.
Also on that, Barney, just really quickly, do you know, have got any emails yet about they're taking the, if we get through, taking the money out tomorrow on a bank holiday Friday?
If only the team, the low was as quick as United act on the fucking money. Right, cheers everyone. Duncan Finlay are kindly selling on the 1,200th night. How do you feel selling tonight?
Looking forward to it.
That's youthful enthusiasm, I like that.
Looking forward to seeing the Lyon players, fans walking past. Saw them on Deansgate earlier, so.
Yeah, looks like it'll be a good atmosphere. Thousands of them walking down, so really looking forward to it. It's a big event, isn't it?
How do you feel?
For the game, the score, 1-1 penalties.
Oh, don't, Jesus.
Yeah, I was really positive. I thought we were going to win it. Sunday morning, we were going to win it, and then the injury to Xerxes, of all players, suddenly just put a big pin in it and thinking, where are we going to get goals from? So, yeah.
Would you put Mount in?
Yeah, we said that in the car on the way over. Yep.
Okay, your prediction?
I think 2-1 to us. We'll probably get an early lead and then start to slip up and just like lose it towards the end.
Okay, but we'll hold on. Yeah. I like this. Okay, right. Cheers, lads.
Hey, Aaron
and Matty.
You've been on before.
I'm confident. I think these players, they let us down in the run-of-the-mill games because they just go through the motions, but I think in a big game they do pick themselves up. I think I'm quite confident 3-0 or 3-1. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I agree. They turned up against Liverpool and City, so I think they'll turn up today, and I think it'll be 3-1 to United. So hopefully it'll be a good atmosphere and bring it to them.
It's going to be awesome. We're stuck with him till the summer, aren't we? But I don't know. As long as you don't throw anything in his net tonight, we'll be all right. But you can't. It's not good to have a team where you can't trust the keeper.
We do look better defensively. So I love the City game, thinking,
do you know what he's
we've seen some bloody ridiculous keepers here over the years.
What
for all the good ones who last, you know, like Paddy Roach, Taibbi, you know, Bosnich was dodgy the second spell.
Bosnich, another keeper that can't kick. But what he does add, he's composed on the ball, but he doesn't do the basics. And like Amarin's not daft, you know, he'll want a different keeper that can.
Have you had any wobbles about Amarin recently?
No, I like him.
Yeah, I like him as well.
I think he says the right things. He knows what he wants. The problem is, financially, can he get what he wants? And that's the big question. But I do like him.
You're right.
Yeah, I do like him. I think it's another one, isn't it? You give him time, but is it enough time? I don't know.
That's the question. Well, let's hope everyone's buzzing. That's what it's all about. Cheers, lad. I say we don't have, because the campaign is going to start. By the time you listen to this, it's imminent. So please support the mag so we're here next season. For all our moans, I still love it and I want to be here next season. So sub, gift a sub, gift a second sub, donate for anyone if you enjoy the pods. But Matty from Fruit Pastel Mentions has bought fruit pastels tonight. How kind is that?
And you know what? A lot of people listen to the pod. If you're not on it, get on the forum because it's a really good way, especially with the way the team are now, is getting things off your chest. Vent. And we have a whinge, we have a moan, but everyone's in the same place. Everyone supports United. Everyone wants the best for them. So if you're not on that, get on that because it's really important.
And to support the mag, why do you...
I've been supporting you since... It must be 12, 14 years now, and it's brilliant. And I've met people like Coggy, who's a lovely guy.
Poor you.
But I've been texting him tonight, and he's going to hopefully come down and stay with us for a week. And we've met up with him. He's such a nice guy. And like, it's a little community. and it's really important, and you've got an independent voice there. It's not PR bullshit. It is, you know, what that you think, and that's really nice.
Cheers, lads. And
I said to Aaron, you don't get paid mega bucks for this. You're doing this off your own back, and I really appreciate
it. It's a labour of love, and yeah, like, and we, you know, like, I did have a wobble about 2 months ago. The weather's battered us this season, but I still want to be here, and like, and I'm about to click. So seriously, I know like times are hard, but with all United are doing, we just want to, and the good stories we want, like what like the thing that overriding for all our moans, we're all here on a Thursday night because we love United, you know, the essence of it, not what they do to us. So I want to keep that going, so please support them.
But big respect to yourself, because we've just had a nice hour and a half having a drink, having a chat, and you miss out on all that every week. And you know, I really
imagine the state
that.
Of me if I had though. Well, yeah. That's 1,200 occasions that has probably done me the world of good. Right, cheers, lads. Thank you. And thanks for the fruit pastels. If fruit pastels want to advertise, feel free.